Thanks again for listening. We're the Coward Flowers. We're playing on the town of Mikey D for the first time, and everybody's great here. WMFO is spectacular.
Yeah.
And we're playing a show July 31st at the Midway, Boxberries and Bitch Trifecta.
And Foliage.
And Foliage. Oh, I forgot Foliage is on that. Sweet. I totally forgot.
All ages.
I love all of
show.
Those bands.
Yeah, it's going to be great. $5 in the Midway on Sunday the 31st.
We're going to go out on an old, old song. It's called Sugar Mama.
Well, I just saw me a nice cute girl to spend the rest of my days there. Shopping, she buys all my clothes, 'cause I can't dress myself. She don't care that I'm super poor, 'cause I sing a nice song sometimes. Because she loves, shout to you. All my drinks, 'cause that's how much I mean to her. She turns her head out my mountain of debt. That's as much true love as I need to help. And we can marry her dad. Because she's mine.
This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard The Coward Flowers.
It's still better than Philly.
This is the last time I hope it takes. I wanna make new mistakes. The last time. You had it wrapped around your finger. A bad habit come back to sting ya. Tell me why now, tell me right now, why now? Do we have to go through this again? This is the last time, I hope it takes. I wanna make no mistakes. The last time. Last time for a while.
This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. And we're here with the Coward Flowers, who just played live in Studio D. Thanks, guys.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
You guys sounded great.
Thank you. Thanks.
Do you want to come over here towards the mic?
So, you guys want to like introduce yourselves to the fans out there in fan land?
Yeah, sure. This is Well, go ahead. You can start, Jesse.
Cool. I'm Jesse. I play drums.
I'm Brendan. I play bass and sing. Sometimes.
And I'm Tim. I play guitar. Also sing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if people want to get at your music on the internet, is there like a website or something they can use to find it?
We're on Bandcamp.
That's the easiest place.
Bandcamp.com. Otherwise, everywhere else.
Spotify, iTunes. Apple Music, iTunes, YouTube.
Name it. Yeah,
it's everywhere.
YouTube especially. Yeah, we have a lot of.
We put out four music videos with this album we did. So, yeah, that was fun to do a lot of that.
We did one was a stop motion animation one, which looks
cool.
Yeah, that one came out awesome. It's like all creepy and weird, which is cool.
Very creepy.
So is it you guys doing stop motion?
No.
We didn't do it.
We don't have those kind of talents at all. One of our friends is a really good animator. Mm-hmm. And then, she just took this on. We gave her some loose ideas, but she really ran with it. And pretty happy with how it came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you guys have upcoming shows that you want to talk about? We like to talk about shows on this show.
We like to play them, yeah. We're playing on Sunday, the 31st of July. We're playing an afternoon show at the Midway.
Matinee.
Yeah.
Is it all ages?
It's all ages. And it's only $5 to get in, which is pretty incredible. We're playing with three bands that we're really good friends with. Bitch Trifecta, The Boxberries, and Foliage. And then us. Yeah, so it's be a good time. Come on out if you're free on a Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Want to get some drinks going. And,
Not going to church.
Post-church. It's post-church. Perfect post-church.
Post-church drinking.
Yeah. It's a sacrament, man. You know.
So, and recording-wise, so you have the CD here, Jams and Jellies.
Yes. That is our CD. We recorded it. Last year, it took about a year to do. We recorded it in our practice space. Then we mixed and mastered it at New Alliance. I've psyched if I
Yeah, New Alliance
out.
Is great.
Yeah, they were really, really cool. Really cool people there. We got locked out one of the times, but remember that? But then some random guy from, I don't know, from one of the spaces came and
that
like,
guy
helped
was,
us out. Yeah, he's like, oh, let me get in touch with this guy for you. And we got
it's
in.
Just a magic
like,
angel
minutes.
That appeared from the sky to let us
it
into
was.
The
yeah,
New
actually,
Alliance.
To finish this record.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually there's cool people hanging out in that.
Yeah, it's a good spot. Yeah, but we recorded the whole thing in our practice space, which a lot of times I'll tell people that, and I'm like, but listen to it. Like, it doesn't sound like it was recorded in a practice space, which it was very nice to do that instead of, you know, paying for, you know, studio time, because then you rush everything, and you don't really get perfect takes. So we were able to just take our time with everything and get the sound we absolutely wanted.
Yeah, I mean, if you have the gear to do it, and if you have like you know, if the environment is conducive to that, then it's
and
good.
We were lucky enough that our drummer on the record also is a sound engineer, so he engineered and produced the whole record and played drums on it, it sounds great. We were lucky enough to be able to pull that off and actually be able to take time with a record, which is a lot of times you just don't have that. That luxury because you're paying for studio time, and so you're limited by, you know, you have 8 hours to record like all these songs in, you know, over a couple of days, but still, like, yeah,
we got
there was
to
a huge
on,
luxury.
Like saxophone and keys. Deegan, who was in here earlier interviewing, played keys and organ on like four of the songs, I think. So
yeah, like four songs. Yeah,
it's a little good variation of sound on there. So.
Mm-hmm. So how does the writing process work for you guys?
Sporadically.
I mean, typically...
Like one note at a time?
Yeah.
It takes a few weeks I'm usually, hearing right? an F. Two chords. Yeah.
I'm really feeling an F this morning. Yeah. Well, I mean, when aren't you? But no, usually, so Brendan and I do the songwriting, and typically one of us will just bring a completed or mostly complete song to the group and then kind of work on arrangements and whatnot. Sometimes Brendan and I will write together.
Once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, the record has one song that we co-wrote together. Other than that, it's usually we write on our own and kind of bring it in and then kind of morph it into to our thing. But, yeah. It's pretty even split between the two, my songs and your songs.
Do you guys have like different things that you're into, like different influences than each other?
Yeah, or, I mean, to some extent, but there's a lot of overlap. Like I think, like background wise, I think we came from kind of a different.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like you were definitely brought up in more like the punky stuff.
Yeah.
And I was kind of brought up more in like classic rock. That's what I, you know, that's like what my parents listen to. That's what I listen to.
So we sound somewhere in the middle of that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but then I got into punk later in life and then tried to like eschew all of the like classic rock stuff and like, no, punk everything. So like,
eventually we found our balance.
Yeah, we found our balance. Yeah. And then I, like outside of this, I write like alt country and like folk stuff, and so that sometimes finds its way bleeding into the band a little bit, but so we can be a little bit eclectic and all over the place sometimes with our sound, but I think there's some middle ground
at the end of the day. It's all like pop songs. That's what we want to do, is make something catchy
that are also really loud.
Yeah, usually end up being really loud because it's fun to make loud music. We played a really loud show over the weekend in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah.
This place is just like wood panels everywhere.
A horrible idea.
I think
Jeffy's
still half deaf.
I can't hear anything right now.
Yeah, it was probably one of the loudest shows we've ever played. It was so reflective. Everything just... Yeah, that was loud. I had earplugs in for that show and it didn't help at all. Just... completely destroyed.
Our album's not that dangerous to your ears, though. It's pretty well balanced.
And they're so. Usually most playback equipment has like a volume control.
Right.
So you can turn it down. If it hurts, you can turn it down.
Usually.
Or if you like pain, you can turn it up.
We specifically mastered the record that you could only listen to it at max volume. If you try to turn it down below max volume, it shuts off. It just like deconstructs.
Makes Raw Power sound like a whisper.
One thing I like to do sometimes is I'll put like earplugs in and then put headphones on and then just crank it.
I'll have to try that.
Yeah,
it works. It works because it's like being at a show where like you know you can't hear that well, but you feel it, you know, like you know you're alive.
Yeah.
You know something's happening.
And then just get a really big sub and sit on it. Then you're really feeling the music.
Yeah. Just spill some beer on your shoes for good measure too, and then you really have the live experience.
Yeah. And have some tall guy stand in front of you, and then you're set. Yeah.
That's one of our shows, like
So come pretty out
good. Pretty good, yeah.
Like there's one tall guy in the front, like
right in the middle.
Yeah.
Why is he always there?
Yeah. So who is that guy?
He sucks. Oh.
I also just saw the sign that says no water. I totally brought water. Don't kick me out. I'm really sorry.
I think he meant like no water guns. No like
no water guns. Oh. I also brought my water gun. I have a concealed carry for it though.
Good.
All right, so let's remind folks of your show coming up at the Midway.
Yes, July 31st. It's Sunday afternoon matinee show. We're playing with Bitch Trifecta, The Boxberries, and Foliage, and we are the Coward Flowers.
Can you say that on the radio?
Yes.
Bitch?
We did.
It's good? I know we already did.
Yes.
I wasn't sure.
All right. Thanks a lot for coming in. Great set.
Thanks for
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
you.
To me, and I must. statues are breaching. If the day won't come no more, I'll ride to save my soul. I will ride to save my soul. I know what your fears say to you, to you. To you, when you must get out before you can't anymore. The edges are breaching. If the fire calls to you, you'll ride to save your soul. You must ride to save your soul. Do, 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 do. You must rise and save us all.
Cried out the Mad Hatter and the March Hare.
No room! No room! No room!
There's no room, no, no, no. fuck a lot like they do. There's no
stop staring at the light. Nothing. think you're so clever.
On February 9, 2014, a drunk driver headed the wrong way down a Southern California freeway, crashed and killed 6 people, including her own sister. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We heard Some They Try from The Shells, Over It from Petty Morals, and Bury the Body from Ruby Rose Fox. Now we're going to hear something from Diablo Gato.